are. Welcome to your Wednesday. If you're just tuning in, you're with me, Mike, in the morning, and heading into a security-minded interview right now with our friends from IPSS Electronic Security. And in the hot seat this morning, normally I'm talking to the big man, Frank Labidi, but today I'm talking to decidedly very little small profile, big personality, Claire Petzer, who heads up the social media, the marketing side of things for IPSS, and it's quite an interesting niche to be playing that game in. So Claire, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Great to have you in the studio and on the microphone. You've done it before, but it's great to have you back. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm excited to lift a little bit on your role at IPSS Security and find out what the unique challenges are, because I would imagine that unlike doing social media for, I don't know, a hair salon, it's got its own special quirks. And what does a typical day look like for you in your role at IPSS Security?
So, just before I leave home to go to the office, I have to have all my essentials, my phone, that's my camera, my everything, my tripod. Well, as you can see, I didn't bring it today, but anyway.
Well, I'm lending you mine for today. We're working with it. We're recording like you, video and radio together.
All the essentials, microphone, cell phone, tripod, you name it, drone, and can't forget the pink bulletproof vest.
This is not a joke. You actually have a pink bulletproof vest.
And I'm still waiting on that. I need to just speak to Mr. Labidi about that one.
But he's promised. Yeah, I've heard him on air commit to it. But you look like you've got a gigantic pink bulletproof Stanley flask. Holds about a liter of coffee. So also very important for the job.
Keeps me hydrated throughout the day, yes.
Okay, so it's not coffee in there. It's hydration. Now, how important is digital marketing in the security industry today, in this fast-moving, connected world where, like, I suppose information now, it's a battleground in and of itself because there's so many voices and you don't know what's verified and what's fake news. And how important is your role, would you say, now more than ever?
Yeah, definitely. So one thing to add, very exciting for me, next month on the 14th will be 1 year that I've been with IPSS Security, which is quite amazing. But one thing for sure, 100%, any information that is seen on our socials, you can know for a fact it is 100% true. So
verified.
Yeah, verified. And I was actually speaking with someone about this yesterday.
What I'm thinking about is looking at the difficult line that one has to walk sometimes when you've got information that you might not necessarily be allowed to release yet because it's kind of sensitive. Maybe something is like an ongoing investigation. You've got to balance all of that stuff with the Poppy Act, obviously, and then also running your own checks on, you know, the source. Is this information verified? Is this something we can release to the public? Is it sensitive? Is it unclear yet? Do we have to still wait on some confirmation? Is it coming from a police source? Is it coming from our own intelligence? And is it a story worth even putting out into the public space, or is it something that is a bit too sensitive at this stage? It's like a lot of factors you have to run. You can't just like snap a pic and put it up, eh? You really have to double, triple check.
But it's also just about always keeping the public informed, like social media, digital marketing. Mm. We are a company, we want to make sales, but it's more than just look at us, this is what we do. It's really just showing the public we are always here.
Yeah, and educating as well, I think, is a lot of what you do, letting folks know what's happening, what recent activity has been unfolding, and also safety tips, practical stuff, just good rule of thumb information that people should be taking to heart, and sometimes we forget about because, you know, life is busy. But how do you balance being creative while working in the security industry? Because I don't necessarily think of it as a creative space, but your job is kind of a creative job. is it a hard line to walk?
I think it's quite cool because I was speaking with the girls just now about how different I was in school. I was very shy, very introverted, and it's safe to say that I am that creative, funny personality in the office. And sometimes you do just have to walk in there and bring that positivity and be a little bit, full of jokes and.
Luckily, there's more than a few characters in the IPSS family, and some great personalities as well. So you've got some material to work with just in that. But also, there's a lot of great stories worth telling, a lot of success stories, and not all of them you get to tell, as we've just sort of highlighted. But the ones that you can share are looks like from the social feed, there's a lot of good success rate stuff that makes for compelling content. It makes for feel good content, and it makes people confident that IPSS security has the boots on the ground, has the experience, the track record, the capability, and the client list to back it all, to say, hey, we really have got the North Coast covered, right?
Yeah, and to answer the question, I think the main thing for me, because I think we all have those days, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, you get your days where you think, oh, why am I doing this? And it's a valid question, and it can be hard, but in the security industry, I've grown to absolutely love it more than I would ever expect, and it just goes back to my why. I think with everything in life, you have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? And it's about me as a young female in South Africa, but using my creative ability and also my need for security and wanting to be safe. And it's not just about being safe in your home, like we spoke about last time, being safe in your mind and all of that, but it is that phrase, having peace of mind. There's more to just it's more than just a nice thing to say. It is that feeling deep down where no matter where you go, you've always got people covering your back.
Wow, so then
And it's about telling that story. That's why I'm here.
work with purpose, giving people that feeling of safety, a peace of mind. So that's meaningful stuff, and I can totally see why that resonates with you and your why. And for listeners who want to find out more and follow the story, follow the outflow of information that you get to create and release, where can they follow IPSS Security online, on socials, and stay updated with the latest safety information?
We have got our Facebook and Instagram. You can find us, IPSS Electronic Security. And if you want to go a little bit more in depth, our website, www.ipss-security.co.za. And of course, if you want to give us a call, 0861 324 777. And our TikTok is in the works. So if any listeners have any specific social media ideas that they want to give me,
Any TikTok trends
any
you want the
questions
team
you
to jump
guys
on?
have,
Go for
let me know. That
it.
would be really great.
Drop a message in the DMs, and you might just be seeing the IPSS team at their next standoff, jumping into TikTok dance mode.
Yeah, maybe you guys can join us.
It could be the start of a movement. I'm excited. Claire, thanks for giving us a little bit of insight into your world, handling the digital marketing and social media in the security industry for IPSS Electronic Security. And looking forward to catching up with you and maybe Frank next time back on the
For
microphone
sure.
right here on Radio Life and Style.
One more thing, if I may.
Put it out there.
Guys, the 24th of this month, Best Ability voting is ending. If you haven't already voted for IPSS Security, Best Security Company, and Best Security Equipment and Installers.
There you go. More than a few categories there. Tick the boxes and let's make it. How many have you already scooped in a row?
Well, this year will be five.
Okay, we're already calling it. This year it's happening. This will be the fifth year. And I like that confidence. Thanks, Claire Pitzer.
Thank
And
you.
let's do this again on Radio Life and Style real soon. What do you say?
Definitely.
Got it. Back to the music with fresh new stuff on the playlist today. Here's Role Model.